other than designing the pieces, I didn't know how to grow my brand. So I did a lot of learning on the fly. And I think we talk about a lot about how to market, how to work with our social media, how do you run a business? And I think a lot of growth and trying to understand how to take a brand that started as a kind of a niche brand and into more mainstream. And I think that's something we're working on at the moment. I think it's just a lot of learning and trying to figure out how to make sense of something that's so different than what I was used to.
I never knew the importance of work-life balance until I had my son. I wanted to create a platform to inform single mother, lady bosses, that you can do it. This podcast is all-inclusive, safe haven-based, designed for women, a woman supporter to grow in all areas of their lives. I want to talk about fashion, health and wellness, work balance, what life, entrepreneurship, gender role stereotyping, single motherhood, and so much more. Thank you all for listening to Evie Unbounded. And once again, I'm your loving host, Evie Jane.
Hi, everyone. Thank you for listening to Evie Unbound today. Today, I have a very special guest, and it's going to be a hard interview today. The reason is she is my best friend. We've been knowing each other for over 20 years. Sometimes when you know somebody so well, it's actually much harder to interview and ask a question because I feel like I can just answer for her. And when I said we've been best friends for over 20 years, she literally is. Remember, girls, like when you have a breakup or drawn dialing and all the crazy stuff that you deal with in graduate school? In school, well, she was a girl that always be on my emergency contact. I remember I would call her from a heart breakup and like midnight, and she would still be up in East Coast and doing her project at Harvard. Today, I would like everyone to meet my best friend, Jenny Wu. Jenny is a partner of the award-winning architecture firm, Ola Wu Collaborative. Her work is internationally recognized for its experimentation in design, material research, and fabrication. And in 2004, she started Lace by Jenny Wu as a personal project in designing statement pieces for herself and for me and all the beautiful women out there, and now for men also. And I have to say, I actually really like her design for men. Even my boyfriend have a couple pieces from her, and he is her biggest fan. He has everything ever designed, I swear. And then I don't know if you do that, it's because of me, but no, he ordered every pieces that Jenny come up with, and her amazing husband and partner, Duane, who I adore, and also super talented. In just a few short years, Lace bloomed into an acclaimed 3D printed jewelry brand that embraces and merges innovation with design. But many celebrities have carried her jewelry line, and now she also makes wedding band. So men, I know this is for women, but okay, engagement ring. Make sure you show that to your significant other, and then make sure that's what you wanted, because she can make that beautiful ring very unique, and nobody else is going to see that. So, in fact, I was telling her, if I ever going to get married again, I'm getting my ring from her. Okay, Jenny, how are you today?
Good. Thank you for the intro.
Of course, even though I haven't seen you for the last two Sundays, due to COVID, normally before COVID, I should say, me and Jenny, we will have a weekly hot pot lunch. And because of COVID, we haven't seen each other in person. And what we do is we will schedule a Zoom calling or FaceTime on Sunday for us to catch up. But I haven't seen her for past two Sundays. I don't know what happened to her. So what happened to you for the last two Sundays?
I think you were traveling and I was traveling locally. You were traveling further than me. So,
well, we can use this podcast as a way for us to catch up, so which is great. Okay. So I know you, but our audience doesn't know anything about you yet. So please tell me your background and how you started doing, well, how you become an architect and start your jewelry line Lace by Jenny Wu.
Okay. You know, I started, I was study architecture in undergrad and grad school. And then after about working in New York for about 5 years, I started a firm with my partner, who's also my husband. We moved from the East Coast all the way back to LA because I convinced him that LA is the place to be, and we never looked back. And then we started a very unusual architectural practice where we design very unique, more artistic projects that, you know, you just don't see normally. And we build up a body of work that really experiment with design, and we also work on, we built many of them. We fabricated ourselves so that we can push, you know, how far and how to do something really different. So we really figure out how to design something and then build something. And then hopefully now that we're working on much larger projects, people that work with us can learn from our experimentations to build bigger projects. So we still do some fabrication in our backspace. In fact, we're renovating it right now. And so
I have to say, it's beautiful.
You can kind of see a peak of our
this is amazing.
The light coming through. Before it was just a back wall, but we're expanding the office as well.
So audience, if you ever wanted to check out her work and her renovation of her new back office, please check her out and follow her on Instagram. So Jenny, how does people can follow you or see your project?
Yes, I think, our Instagram is probably the best way to see our work and follow me at lace_JennyWu, all one word. And then you can follow me there.
Perfect.
And then, so I guess I was an architect for about 10 years. I've been an architect for now, I don't know, too long, 15 years.
She looked very young. She looked like she's in high school.
And then, but the last, about 5 years ago, this is back to the story that Evie was mentioning. I had an idea about 6 years ago now, because I've had my jewelry brand for about 5 years. I thought about designing these neck pieces, and I show her some sketches. And then at that time, I knew nothing about jewelry, and I knew the things I was designing was very unique that you can't really produce easily by hand. And so I knew somewhat about 3D printing because of being an architect. And so I used 3D printing as a way to make prototypes. And then, so I started printing these very organic, intricate necklaces to wear for myself. And I still remember the time when Evie and I went to our Arbazo in Miami. That was the first time I ever took my necklaces, you know, out of my own circle of friends. And then we were just walking around, you know, Miami, and I still remember distinctly that we were at lunch, and then there would be people like coming to our table and wanting to ask me about my necklace and wanting to buy it. And this happened all weekend. People wanted to touch it, would want to buy it. And so because of that, I decided, so why not, you know, take it to the next step and launch this as a business. And so I spent about a year figuring out how to actually produce it through 3D printing, which, you know, I knew something about it, but I wasn't an expert. And so I really spent a year working with 3D printing companies, like really experimenting with like different materials, understanding how it works and how to make it work for something that people would actually wear on their neck. And, you know, there were so many different requirements when it's something on your body versus just, you know, it's like when you're designing a building, it has its own requirements, but if it's on your body, it's also different. And so we really worked on that.
And I want to add to that. First of all, what she was saying is so true. Is totally amazing story, because I still remember went to Arbazo in Miami. And she made some couple pieces just to wear. And this is like 2-3 months after she first showed me her notebook of design, when we would have our usual weekly lunch, and normally we would eat our favorite Chinese food at the local cafe mom and pop restaurant. And then when she first showed me her design, she's like, hey, I was thinking about doing this. And I remember looking at her notebook and then the drawing that she did, I was like, wow, they look really beautiful. I want one if you ever make it. But I wasn't sure like how it's gonna look, or because it's just so intricacy, because it's almost like lace. I think the name of the product fit the jewelry line very well because it looked like lace, but you wore it as a jewelry. So I was wondering how that gonna look. So in December, you know, if you anybody know Jenny, she's a doer. When she says she's gonna do something, she make it happen. So a few months later, when we went on our vessel, which is December, beginning of December, she actually made those jewelry from her notebook, and she's wearing them, and they're so light. The material is just very light. So, and people were just keeping coming up to us and then asking her, like, who made that necklace? And it's so easy to wear that I think a lot of women even love it even more, just because it's so easy. It's very comfortable, and you can always bring it with you for traveling. So Jenny, is it because of 3D printing, or what make your material different from other? I guess it's like, what make your jewelry different from another line?
Well, I think the main difference is most jewelry brands, either they're a big commercial jewelry brand, so they make molds and they have to, you know, make molds and make, you know, 10,000 pieces at once. Or you have jewelry brands that make handmade ones and they make one at a time and they're low volume, but also they make things that you can make by hand. Ours is in some ways a hybrid that, you know, we make it, we use the 3D printer. We can make one at a time. We can also make quickly several pieces, but not, I don't need to make like 10,000 of them. So there's also, and then I can also constantly kind of evaluate the design and change it and then reprint it and things like that. So there's a lot of benefits of using 3D printing. And then there's also using different types of material. Like we print in steel directly from a 3D printer. So a lot of people think about 3D printing, they think plastic things, but we also print in metals, and then in our precious metals, we'll print like a wax mold that then you can like cast like silver, gold, or platinum pieces. So I think the way the 3D printing allows me as a small business be able to basically not have to keep a huge inventory. So there's not a lot of waste compared to normal fashion brands. When you're spending a lot of money on a mold, you have to make a minimum order, and that costs a lot of money. And then at the end, you have to have massive sales, because then you have to get rid of your inventory for the next season. So we don't have to do any of that. We really make to order. And so one is a more sustainable practice. And then second is also just we're able to design in the computer. So everything is designed in the computer, and we can create very intricate details that will be really difficult to do by hand, but you can do it in the computer, and then it gets printed directly into the pieces themselves. So there's a lot of advantage. And I think our brand is one of the most well-known in using 3D printing as the main production.
No, it is, because a lot of celebrity been wearing your pieces. And then, like I said, lady, you know, when we want to get engaged or that special ring that you have, you know, you always want something different or unique, right?
Right.
You don't want to just go to a typical jewelry store in a mall or whatever you see on a magazine. It's just so traditional and typical. But if you're the type of girl want something different and unique, especially for a wing that is so special to you, I want something different. So, I'm so glad that you are start making wedding bands or even like partner ring. I remember there's also partner ring, not just the wedding band. Right. So, you know, lady or men, you know, whoever wanted a special jewelry or ring, especially, definitely check it out, because I sincerely thought they were very unique and different. It's one of those jewelry that when you wear, people always ask you about it, because it's just not like a traditional ring that you see.
Right, right.
So how has Lace by Jenny Wu have evolved in the last 5 years? I know that because I know we've been talking about how our business go and business development and stuff.
Right.
But in just 5 years, Jenny, I mean, you made Lace by Jenny Wu grow so fast.
Yeah. I mean, it's been a kind of a crazy ride. Like I mentioned before, it started as a kind of personal project. Like I just doing things for fun and then for friends like you. And then it kind of then kept growing. But it was also the fact that, you know, some of the things you mentioned, you know, we started with the big necklaces, but then the brand keeps evolving as you know, we still remain true to our design intentions. They're all very well designed pieces, but we also made pieces that are more minimal. We've made pieces that are for this entire wedding launch. Like that didn't just happen. Like I decided I want to get into the wedding business, but it was just a request from our customers who be like, "Hey, I love this ring, but can you put some diamonds on it?" And then I was researching about diamonds, and then, you know, it became a whole different, like, if jewelry itself, like the wedding business, as you can imagine, is so different as well. And understanding, like, how do you source a diamond? So we do all lab grown, and we try to be very ethical. And so, like, spending another year trying to understand how to design wedding bands. And so now we have, and then also our men's collection. So now we have a lot of different collections in our brand. That's super exciting.
Yeah, I love the men's collection also. I mean,
I collaborate with my partner, Dwayne, which then gives
beautiful.
A men's angle to the line.
No, like I said, I love it. You guys should definitely check it out. And, you know, the company even got featured in Goop. I mean, that was great. And you were getting invited by South by Southwest about how you started the 3D printing jewelry line. I mean, I was there. I was like, you know, I was lucky to be her friend. So I was her friend that I could come along with. But, you know, Lace by Jenny Wu have got so much like attention and publication. How you do that? I mean, what is it? How you made this company grow so fast in the last 5 years? Like, what would be your challenge?
Yeah, you know, because which I am still a full-time architect, and we're still doing really exciting work in the architecture business, but then also working in fashion, which is a totally different industry. And I didn't know much about, other than designing the pieces, I didn't know how to grow my brand. So I did a lot of learning on the fly. And I think we talk about a lot about how to market, how to, you know, work with our social media, how do you run a business? And I think a lot of growth and trying to understand how to take a brand that started as in kind of a niche brand and into more mainstream. And I think that's something we're working on at the moment. I think it's just a lot of learning and trying to figure out how to make sense of something that's so different than what I was used to.
But you're doing such a great job. I mean, besides being full-time architect, jewelry design, businesswoman, you're also mom to amazing two boy, and you also teach. I mean, how you do that? Like, how you just get everything? Like, seriously, right. I see you, I'm like, how's she do it all? Like, how you do it all?
You can't quite do it all. It's pretty difficult to try to do it all, and I think we all just try to do our best. I think the truth is you just become, especially when you have kids, you just become very efficient with your time. And, you know, you try to really like schedule out everything, including, you know, kids' time. When are they going to do homeschool? This is the time you do run this one business, and then you run the other business. But I think also there's, you know, just a lot about the way that I run both companies really overlap with each other. So there's designers that work on both companies, and so there's overlaps that make it happen, but also having a great team that you trust and that you can delegate, and they really help you, you know, achieve all of these. So it's kind of everything.
Oh, it's amazing. Like I said, even as your best friend, I just always wonder how you get it, everything done. And it's so effortless for you to do it. And I'm sure it's all the hard work, but somehow you make it so easy. And it seems like you have it, everything. So what is something exciting coming up? Like, can you share with us what are the next project will you be exciting about for both of your company?
Yeah, there's quite a few exciting things happening. We have in the architecture side, we're working on some bigger projects. There's one I quite can't announce yet, but in Asia. And then we have also a big high-rise that we're finishing in Taipei. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of interesting work now in Asia. And then we are continuing our work on a lot of public spaces for the city of LA. So that's also quite exciting. We, for Lace, actually a few days ago, we just launched our latest design. We haven't launched a design since before COVID and before we were going to launch in earlier this year for our 2020 collection, but we postponed it because of COVID, and we just launched it a few days ago. It's a new ring. Check it out. It's super pretty, and it's inspired by drapery. And right now we're doing a special limited edition run. We're running a kind of only a small quantity, and each one will be stamped and numbered. And then there's only about 30 of them.
I know, my boyfriend was asking me if I want one.
You should say yes.
He's on your like favorite list. I mean, you were looking at all your stuff all the time. It's really cute. So what kind of advice will you get other women? You know, like I said, I know it's hard work. I know it's a magic to it. Like, how do you just handle everything, running the business, being a mother, be a great wife and a good friend, and just doing all. And also teaching, mentoring other young students. So like, what would be the advice for other women that you would give them? Like, how you handle everything, you know?
Right. I think a lot of it is just, I think you got to figure out what works for you. So it's not a one size fits all for, you know, the way it works for me may not work for someone else. And just figuring out how to do things like right now, you know, which was pretty common for everyone to work from their home. We've separated, you know, our living is upstairs and then our office is downstairs. So we make the commute basically zero, and but there's a separation, you know, the stairs outside. So it's totally two separate spaces. We're able to kind of focus on work when you're in the office, but then also then when you go upstairs, you know, you're home. And so like, just limiting the amount of time you spend driving and all that is helpful.
Right. You know?
And then also just, I think, you know, finding your tribe, right? Like finding, you know, people that help you grow and people that you can count on when you need someone to vent. But also at the same time, you don't have to feel like sometimes like there are people that will drag you down and that, you know, it's difficult to maintain. And I think you just have to like also just make sure that, you know, you don't always give and you're not getting anything back. So I think that's important to find the right balance for your own kind of just mental health and all of that.
So it's really about self-love, and it's really surround yourself with positive people, right? Because yeah. That's good. Thank you so much. Well, the time is up. Thank you so much, Jenny, for spending your time with us today. And everyone, if you wanted to know more about Jenny, follow her on her social media, Instagram, and you can also check out her latest limited edition ring that she was just talking about. It's beautiful. Since it's limited edition, you better do it now, because or else there won't be any left. And I am getting one, so you only have 29 left. So, lady, 29, so hurry up. I think it's going to be gone. And, oh, another thing is, you know, with COVID, now we have masks and everything. You should definitely check out her scarf And then tell us about your scarf, because my boyfriend had three of them and he's continued buying them. And now,
yeah, I mean, it's kind of like the thing. I always stumble upon some of these things. We have these bandanas. It's a drawing by my partner, Dwayne. And it's the most amazing hand drawing you can imagine. And, you know, we printed on this bandana. And so it's like the perfect kind of, you can sort of casually wear on your neck, or you can pull up when you need it to cover up. It's great for, especially for guys, it looks really cool. And then it actually gives you that kind of nice neck wear vibe when you're not wearing it. So.
Yeah. I my boyfriend have like three of them, and then keep me wanting them more. And the drawing is amazing. I know Jermaine have a large follower just because based on his blueprint drawing, right? Or whatever the
hand drawings. Yeah.
Hand drawing. Oh, wow. So what's Jermaine's social media so people can check out his drawing? Cause I know it was amazing. I seen it before.
Yeah. It's just Dwayne Euler. So
yeah,
check it out.
He has so much follower. He literally, me and Jenny were like laughing about it. It's almost like he had groupie. It's like he's in a band. Well, he is in a band, by the way. But yeah, it's like a large follow, loyal follower. You know. So okay. Well, thank you, Jenny. And then we're gonna talk to each other on Sunday.
Okay. So,
thank you, everyone. Thank you for listening.
That concludes this week's episode of EV Unbounded. So happy that you all took a little bit of the time to spend the day with me and my guest. Feel free to reach out to me anytime and let me know what you think about this episode at talktome@evunbounded.com. You can always check out my website at www.evunbounded.com. Remember to subscribe and follow. You can also follow me on my Instagram, #or @EVJane. Thank you.